From NPR News in Washington, I'm Carl Castle. President Obama says the U.S. will use every element of its power to keep Americans safe. The president was responding to the failed Christmas Day plot to blow up a Detroit-bound airliner.
A full investigation has been launched into this attempted act of terrorism, and we will not rest until we find all who were involved and hold them accountable.
The president called the incident a serious reminder of the need to continually adapt security measures. He made the comments in Hawaii, where he is spending the holidays with his family. Air travelers are experiencing shorter lines and fewer delays at airports across the country. That's according to the Federal Aviation Administration. As Georgia Public Broadcasting's John Sepulveda reports, the easing of long waits comes as security is heightened.
There are more uniformed officers, explosive-sniffing dogs, and hand searches at airports after the attempted bombing in Detroit. During the weekend, those security measures made waits much longer at many airports, including Atlanta's Hartsfield-Jackson. Now, many travelers like Ashley Ray from South Carolina say the biggest wait is at the baggage claim.
I thought getting through security was going to take a lot longer than it did, and it didn't at all. I thought there was going to be a lot more people on planes, and there wasn't. There was a lot more open seats.
Officials at Hartsfield-Jackson say air travel is expected to begin dropping slightly, which should help ease lines. Still, they advise that travelers come at least 3 hours before their flights depart. For NPR News, I'm John Sepulveda in Atlanta.
North Korea says it has detained an American citizen who entered the country illegally. NPR's Louisa Lim has this report.
Last week, Robert Park crossed from the Chinese side of the frozen Tumen River into North Korea, carrying a letter calling for North Korea's leader, Kim Jong-il, to step down. Park is a 28-year-old missionary from Tucson, Arizona. Now, North Korea says Park has been detained for illegal entry and is being questioned by the relevant government agency. Park was determined to draw attention to human rights abuses in North Korea. He told the Reuters news agency that he did not want to leave North Korea until those in its prison camps were liberated. Two American journalists who illegally crossed into North Korea in March were sentenced to 11 years of hard labor, but they were freed after former President Bill Clinton's intervention. Louisa Lim, NPR News, Shanghai.
Japanese stock prices closed slightly higher today, with the Nikkei average managing a four-month closing high. Prices were helped by gains in oil and metal prices. The Nikkei average gained nearly 7 points, or 0.1%. Meanwhile, oil prices are down in Asian trading today, as regional stock markets mostly rose and the dollar's rally stalled. Benchmark crude for February delivery was down by 11 cents to $78.66 a barrel in electronic trading. This is NPR News. International activists trying to bring humanitarian aid to the Gaza Strip say they will comply with Egyptian demands to land their vessel on the Mediterranean coast. A second group of activists remain stuck in Cairo. NPR's Peter Kenyon reports from the Egyptian capital.
The group Viva Palestina had been stuck at the Jordanian port of Aqaba since Thursday, waiting for permission to land a 250-truck aid convoy at the Red Sea port of Nuweiba and drive to the Gaza border. Egypt insisted that all aid must land on the other side of the Sinai Peninsula. After diplomatic efforts failed to change Egypt's position, group leaders agreed to reroute the convoy to comply with Egypt's wishes. Another group of internationals remained stymied by Egyptian authorities in Cairo and Arish. The group calling itself Gaza Freedom Marchers has been denied entry to Gaza. Egypt's president, Hosni Mubarak, meanwhile, is preparing to host Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu for talks here today. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Cairo.
China today confirmed that it has executed a British man convicted of drug smuggling. In doing so, China brushed aside international appeals to save his life. The man's relatives say that Akmal Sheikh was mentally unstable and was unwittingly lured into the crime. British Prime Minister Gordon Brown made an appeal to the Chinese yesterday and today condemned the execution. He said he is appalled and disappointed that Britain's request for clemency was not granted. The Prime Minister added that he is particularly concerned that no mental health assessment was undertaken. Sheikh first learned yesterday that he had been sentenced to death from his visiting cousins. They had made a last-minute appeal for his life. I'm Carl Castle, NPR News in Washington.